My belly's rumbling. I'm Phil DeLuca, and this is a special commander and focused on magic previews for Oath of the Gatewatch. Yeah!
Mandarin.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to put a spotlight on some of the MTG preview cards from the upcoming set and review them based on their usefulness in EDH. These are short episodes in which we will discuss recent officially spoiled cards. Remember to check us out on Twitter at CommanderinMTG and on Facebook at, this is all one word, CommanderinMTG Podcast. And let us know if you agree or disagree with any of our assessments. The first cards we're going to talk about today are lands. The first is Corrupted Crossroads. Ooh, it's a rare land. Tap to add diamond or colorless mana to your mana pool. Or tap and pay one life, add one mana of any color to your mana pool, spend this mana only to cast a spell with Devoid. That's going to see some use, especially in constructed play. We haven't seen a lot of Devoid yet. Maybe we will. It took the gods some time to kind of be adopted by the community. Our next card is Submerged Boneyard. It's a land. It's uncommon. Submerged Boneyard enters the battlefield tapped. Tap to add blue or black to your mana pool. Oh, this is an uncommon Dimir Guildgate. Lovely. Timber Gorge is the next card. It enters the battlefield tapped. It's also uncommon. Tap to add green or red to your mana pool. A Gruul Guildgate. I guess we needed more of those. I understand the need for plentiful color fixing in Limited, so I get these cards, but anybody who plays them in Commander is probably just very desperate. Any of the refuges will work well. That includes the refuges from the last Zendikar block and, of course, the Tarkir block. Our next card is an artifact card. It's a piece of equipment called Bone Saw with zero casting cost. Okay, that's pretty good. Equipped creature gets +1/+0, and you equip it for one. Probably okay for Limited. I'm going to guess it's not going to see much play there. This is not a great card for Commander unless your commander has double strike, let's say. Unless your commander has double strike, say a Kalemne. Still, there's better equipment for that one slot, and we don't really care too much that it only costs zero. Our next card is our first white card. Oath of Gideon. For two and a white, you get a legendary enchantment. It's the white entry in the Oath cycle. And it says, when Oath of Gideon enters the battlefield, put 2/1/1 white core ally creature tokens onto the battlefield, even for a sorcery speed 3 converted mana cost card. But, as all of the oaths have had, this one has an effect that... As all of the oaths had, this one has an effect that cares about planeswalkers. Each planeswalker you control enters the battlefield with an additional loyalty counter on it. Okay. Not to overuse the word, but that's bonkers. That's great. I'm looking forward to playing this. Our next card is our first white Eldrazi. It's awesome. Eldrazi Displacer for 2 and a white. You get a creature Eldrazi. Make no mistake, this is a rare card. 3/3 with Devoid, of course. And for 2 and a colorless mana, exile another target creature, then return it to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control. Oh, that's awesome. My rune deck is going to benefit from this card. A lot of people are going to want to use it offensively, and sure, that's the way to use it, but I keep thinking, Hornet Queen, Terastodon, you have a new buddy! Our next card is a blue card. It was released only in Japanese, so the translation may be a little bit different on the final card. It is Overwhelming Denial. For 2 and blue-blue, you get an instant with a surge cost of blue-blue. Card says, Overwhelming Denial can't be countered by spells or abilities. Counter target spell. Not too bad. If you're looking to defend a spell you're casting, for the mere price of a counter spell, you can have an uncounterable counter. Nice. Our next card is a black card, sort of. It's Sifter of Skulls for 3 and a black. It's a rare card. It's a 4/3 creature Eldrazi with, of course, Devoid. Whenever another non-token creature you control dies, put a 1/1 colorless Eldrazi Scion creature token onto the battlefield. It's a lot like Carrier Thrall, which was just printed in Battle for Zendikar. Carrier Thrall, of course, is the 1 and a black creature vampire 2/1 that when it dies, you put a 1/1 Scion into play. This one, of course, is a 4/3, not a vampire, and it's Devoid as opposed to black. And don't forget Sifter of Skulls' sister, brother, the Catacomb Sifter. So we have a lot of sifters in one block. That's not very good naming. But Catacomb Sifter benefits you in a similar way. Whenever another creature you control dies, scry 1. As long as it's a non-token creature, you'll be scrying 1 and adding 2 colorless Eldrazi Scions to the battlefield. Our next cards are red. And the first is Boulder Salvo. For 4 and a red, it's a common sorcery with a surge cost of 1 and a red. Boulder Salvo deals 4 damage to target creature. Nice. That's pretty good. In most cases, this is going to be a 2-mana, 4-damage spell. A lot like a bolt, so this is probably the surge bolt that everybody was expecting. I don't think it'll see much use in EDH. We don't do a lot with sorceries and instants that are one-shot like this, but every once in a while. And if you have a dedicated burn deck, then maybe this will work pretty well. And that's probably a French commander or 1v1 or dual commander deck. Our next card is Pyromancer's Assault. For 3 and a red, it's an uncommon enchantment. Whenever you cast your second spell each turn, Pyromancer's Assault deals 2 damage to target creature or player. That's not too bad. I can see some use for this. You know, if we're casting big spells, then it's probably 1 or 2 a turn anyway, so we'll get some use out of this. I don't know if we'll get a lot. Obviously, there's a cycle that benefits you whenever you cast your second spell. Our last card today is a green card. It was previewed only in Korean, so again, the translation may change in the final English version. It is the Embodiment of Insight. For 4 and a green, you get a 4/4 creature elemental. It has vigilance. It's an uncommon card, and it says, land creatures you control have vigilance. Uh-oh. It has a landfall trigger, and this just made some people very happy. The landfall trigger is whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may have target land you control become a 3/3 elemental creature with haste until end of turn. It's still a land. Oh my goodness. Angry Omnath just got another friend. I wouldn't be surprised to see an Angry Omnath deck in Constructed, in Standard in particular. We already know there are Angry Omnath decks in Commander. I've been beaten up by one at least twice now. And now it's just gotten more effective. Lovely. This is just what we needed. That's it for spoilers today. I hope these episodes are giving you ideas for how to brew decks and what decks to build. I'm not going into the use very much because we're going to do a full episode on Oath of the Gatewatch. In the meantime, that's the end of our show. Bye-bye. Yeah! What's the thrall? I'm looking for the thrall. Let's type on gatherer. Thrall.